Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse number 1 and verse number 2 and verse 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that reaches to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley. Thank you, Lord, for the presence of God that we feel in our soul this morning. For everyone that is here today, our heart, Lord, is encouraged with your blessings today. I pray that you bless your word. I know that it is already blessed, but I pray for that special anointing and that special blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. And the church said amen. Amen. Glad to have Denise here this morning with us too. Amen. The Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. That's what I want to talk to us for a little while this morning is thy light is come, or your light is come. Amen. God is the creator of light. Hallelujah. Amen. There was darkness already. He didn't have to create darkness. Just like in our hearts, there's darkness in our hearts. The Bible says we are born in sin. Amen. I've got some children. You don't have to teach your children how to lie. You don't have to teach them how to steal. You don't have to teach them, you know, how to be wrong. Amen. How to bite and fight and things. Amen. Darkness was already there. And God, amen, in Genesis chapter 1, is the creator of light. I believe that the Lord is still the creator of light today. He's still the creator of light in our hearts. Amen. And in our life. Amen. In the very midst of darkness, God began to move. You know, amen, if we take this as a spiritual sense, there's times in our life that darkness will reign. God allows darkness to reign at times. Amen. Matter of fact, I was reading in the book of Psalm, and this wasn't in my notes today, so I have to turn over here just real quickly and read this scripture. And it's talking about here in Psalms 74. Amen. In verse number 20, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. The dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty is what the Bible says. Spiritual darkness. Amen. Jesus was born. Jesus came into the earth in a dark hour on this earth. Amen. The majority of the known world at that time was in some type of slavery and bondage to each other. Many of them was enslaved to their own kindred and their brothers at that day. And Jesus Christ came to this earth. Amen. And by His love and by His grace, you can study history and nation after nation. Amen. Begin to turn. Amen. To freedom. And I thank God for it. We're going back, amen, as time goes on into darkness and away from God. The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. That's in the book of John, chapter number 3. It says men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see, the light shines everything. The light shows everything. Amen. The light will show things you don't want to see. Hallelujah. The light will show things you'll have to clean up. Hallelujah. Amen. When it's dark, you don't see it many times, but the light will show it. Amen. Praise God. You read that story there where Jesus gave the parable of the prodigal son. He also gave the parable of the lost sheep. And he also gave the parable of the woman who had 10 coins. And the Bible said she lost one of them. She had 9. And the Bible says that she lit a candle and swept the house until she found it. I want to tell you today, somebody may be lost. Amen. God's going to light a candle. Hallelujah. And he's going to sweep the house until he finds that one that is lost. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice the percentage. How important are you among many? In Luke chapter number 15, that chapter, he gives the parable, amen, of 99 in the fold and one that is lost. Amen. He goes on and he gives 10 coins. Amen. 9 left and 1 that is lost. Amen. Said, my, there's 99 still there. I don't matter. Amen. He left the 99 church to go and find the one. That's how important you are as an individual to God, is he will leave the 99 and search for one. Say, that's just 1%, friend. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Amen. He's still got 99. I'm just 1%. Amen. But the percentage gets higher. Hallelujah. The Bible said that there was 10. Glory to God. Amen. 9. Now we're down. We're not at 1%. Now we're at 10%. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, I'm not even worth the 10%. There's still 9 over there. Some feel like they're the 1%. Others feel like they're the 10%. But I'm going to tell you, he goes on. Amen. Now we got 50%. Because there's 2 sons, the prodigal son. One's in the house and one leaves. And the Bible said when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him. I'm going to tell you, God cares for us and he's shined the light, amen, to bring us back home. Hallelujah. Amen. Leave the light on, mama. Why? Amen. Because son that's in the far country might come home today. I can hear the father say, hallelujah. Leave the front door open. Glory to God. I've told y'all about that before. My mother-in-law, my wife's brother, amen, ran away from home one time for several days when he was an older teenager. Amen. And she went and opened the front door of the house. Amen. I've heard them tell it many times. They got ready to go to bed. My father-in-law went in to shut the door. No, don't shut the door. Amen. My mama said, amen, said he might drive by and I want him to see that the door is open. They left the door open until he came back home. I'm going to tell you something. That's the love of a mother and father. But there's something greater than the love of a mother and father. And that's the love of God Almighty and his son Jesus Christ. The door is open this morning for a lost soul to come home. The door is open this morning for a backslider to come home. He still saves. He still delivers. He still satisfies. And he still feels the longing in our soul. Amen. The light is come. I want us to look. The Bible said, arise. Thy light is come. Amen. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. Amen. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. Amen. So I want to talk to us about in the midst of darkness, the light can arise. You know, if I was to have a match here this morning, or a small candle or something, with all of these lights on, and I know we got the door back there that's glass and light. But if I was to light this just right now, and I was to light it back here, and y'all wasn't paying no attention to me, know what I was doing, you probably would never see that light. You might would, depends on how big it is, but if I lit a small candle or a small match and hit it back here, you probably, unless you're sitting at the side, maybe Jody over here and some of them on the edges, might would see it, but I could hide it right down here and you would never see it. But if it was dark outside and it was black back there, amen, and we turned all these lights off, and I took the same candle, the same match, and I lit it, amen, everybody in this room could see it and say, yeah, amen, I see that reflection, I see it. I'm going to tell you something. I know it's getting darker in this world. Amen. But the darker it gets, Brother Adolph, the brighter the gospel light can shine. Hallelujah. Woo! The darker it gets in the night, the smallest light can shine forth. Hallelujah. And God wants to use us. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord. Amen. Hallelujah is a light. Listen to John chapter 1 about how important this light is. The light shineth in darkness and the darkness comprehended it not. In him was life and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. This light is so important. It brings life. I remember, amen, my sister's baby was born, and amen, I don't know if it's the iron level or something that causes that jaundice, they call it. Amen, I never heard of that until my kids was born. They was checking it, you know. Amen, but our children, you know, for jaundice. Amen. And so my sister's boy had too much of it. I think it's the liver's not working or something like that. I don't want to get stalled up here, I want to tell you something. Amen. They took that little baby when he was just an infant and they put him under a light. Amen. Just a light. And they told my sister when they let him go home, amen, said, find you a cool day, hallelujah, where the sun's just not directly, and find and get him out in the sun and lay him out in the sun and let that sun come. Amen. And it will heal him. There's healing in the light, friend. Amen. God still sends the light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is sending the light today. You say, well, I don't want the light. It shows everything in my life. If there's a rattlesnake in here, and I know the kids are over there in the children's church, but all our children was in here and there's a rattlesnake. And I said, oh, there's a rattlesnake in here. Somebody said, there's a rattlesnake over here. We'd get our kids and we'd take them, we'd kill that snake, I hope. I would. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, said they like snakes, they like dead ones. But anyways, well, I'm not here to, you know, debate about that, but what would you think about me? And I said, everybody turn the lights off. Let's just say we had the lights off and somebody turned the lights on. I remember one time I was hunting in southeast Oklahoma, and we was afraid. We was going back to the truck, and y'all gonna think crazy of me, but we was hog hunting. We was wild hog hunting, and we had some live wild hogs that we had caught and tied up, and we was carrying them back. Now listen, I don't do that no more. Amen. I try to tie people to the altar now, but anyways, I'm glad I learned some of them hog tying tricks back then, because sometimes people want to squirm and get up from the altar. But anyways, oh God, help us today. Amen. But we had made a way. Some of us stayed there, and I don't want to take too long here, but we stayed there, and one of them went and started the truck and turned the headlights on. And so we was afraid we was going to run out of lights, and so we just dragged them through some high weeds and dragging these hogs through the weeds. Our dogs was already in the truck. Anyways, God help us. I got out of that a long time ago. But anyways, hallelujah. I got some stories to tell, and some of them ain't too enjoyable. But we was going through there, and I mean, we heard it, buddy. We was, you know, making racket. There was a rattlesnake. Buddy, we cut our lights on, and right there under a little scrub brush was two big old rattlesnakes. And we hit our lights on them, and y'all already think crazy of me. We didn't carry guns. We just went out there and caught them with our wild dogs and hand. And we didn't have no gun, and we would have shot them. So we thought, well, what are we going to do? We had this little thing that we'd tie them hogs' mouth up with. And I thought, well, it's about 3 foot long, Josh. I thought, man, I can take this thing off that snout of that hog, and I can put it over that snake's head and all that. And I said, ain't no way. That thing will get you. And I remember walking around, and that old snake would just follow us around, you know. We'd walk around this way. Finally, we threw some stuff at him, and a smaller one, which the small one was pretty big. And, them snakes grow. You know, you come home, and he was about 3 foot long, but when you get to telling about him, he's like a fish. He's already. And then you tell it again, he's grown again. You can stretch them snakes out like you can stretch them fish, you know. But anyways, I mean, he was, I don't know how big he was, Brother Wayne, but he was a big one. The little one went away, went off down in here, you know, behind that big one. He wouldn't. Hey, man, we stood there eyeball, you know, trying with them lights to get him to move. He wouldn't move. So you know what we did? We went around him, and we got out of there. And I still think about that at times, you know. But I'm telling you, if there was a poison in here, amen. Can you imagine when we saw that snake? Oh, turn the lights off. I mean, we was trying to save our flashlights, but we didn't turn them off the rest of the trip back to the truck. Amen. You know why? Because the light revealed the poison. And it is a horrible thing when God reveals a poison in us. It might be bitterness. It might be lust. It might be anger. Amen. It might be a bad lifestyle. And God reveals it with His light. He reveals it with His Spirit. He might even reveal it with a preacher. And you know what we say? Shut the light off.
Turn the light off.
Amen. That don't do no good. Amen. Leave the light on. Let the light get brighter. Hallelujah. Let's take care of the poison. It'll hurt our children. It'll hurt our families. It'll hurt our marriages. It'll destroy our churches. Amen. I say let the light burn. Glory to God. Don't turn the light off. Turn the light on brighter. Hallelujah. We've got to take care of the problem. Amen. God help us to let the light shine in the darkness. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah, amen, chapter number 9. Now I'm going to read this to you before I go on. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Oh God, help us to let the light shine in our hearts. Amen. Many years ago when I was at my home church with my dad pastors, amen, when I was an older teenager, we got to work in those streets of Idabel and got to get people to come to church. Amen. But they wouldn't pray. They wouldn't seek God. You know, a lot of those young teenagers was already there in McCurtain County on dope and drugs. Amen. And I was zealous for the Lord, and I'd go out and get them and bring them in. I remember one time I told him, Moore said he didn't come to church, and he said, is there any pretty girls down there? Amen. I might have lied. I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, yeah, there's some pretty girls down there. Amen. No, they were some down there, but amen, I kidded my sisters about that all them years. I said, man, I lied to that boy. Amen. Told him there's pretty girls down here to get him to come. Amen. But those boys wouldn't pray. And I'll never forget. Amen. One of those boys' name was Bill. Billy. And he had messed his mind up with drugs for years. And he went walking down the streets and with guns and shooting in houses. And the police there killed him. Amen. Shot him dead in the streets. Now I remember after that, those boys didn't have no problem getting in that altar and praying. Amen. They didn't have no problem, you know, because their buddy had, amen, been shot and killed and all that went on. I remember there's one boy, amen, he is down there praying. I'll never forget it. Amen. It's still etched in my mind. Amen. He is a praying. He was simple. You know, he wasn't all there and stuff. He didn't have no education, but he's down there praying. Old Indian boy named Joe Caldwell. Amen. Old Joe was down there praying. He stopped up. He said, my, I just saw a light in this altar. Amen. I said, what? He said, I saw a light. I thought, man, you know, he's losing a little bit. Then just for a minute, I thought, Brother Mike, that's the Lord. That's the Holy Ghost. It's not with his natural eye. It's with his spiritual eye. Amen. I said, Joe, amen, start praying to the light. Amen. Saying, God, bring the light and take out the darkness. I remember that old boy got to hitting that altar. Amen. With his old Indian hands. Amen. Saying, God, let the light shine and chase away the darkness. Amen. Chase away the darkness. Amen. That's what the light will do. It'll chase away the darkness. You know what it takes to get rid of darkness? Turn the light on. We got our windows shut, shutters pulled, blinds turned, and the curtains pulled, and the lights off. Man, it's so dark in here. And the sun's are shining as bright as ever on the outside. I'm so depressed. I'm so beat down. I'm so this and that, everything. And the sun's still shining. Friend, you might be in a bad way this morning. You might be, amen, having a hard time. But that don't mean the sun ain't shining. That don't mean God ain't saving. That doesn't mean God ain't delivering and setting people on the rock and putting them in the house of God and pulling them out of the bar room and putting them in the choir. Amen. And pulling them off of, amen, out of the drug house and making deacons out of them. Amen. And pulling them, can I get a witness this morning? And taking alcoholics and making preachers out of them. You just got the blinds turned down. You got to open the window and let the light shine in. Amen. And let Him clean up our heart now. Our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the midst of darkness, we get down, low, down. Praise God. I remember preaching at Bradshaw, Brother Adolph. Hallelujah. He goes there now. I remember preaching there one day. Got to preaching about depression. Amen. The Holy Ghost was helping me. I was preaching about depression, oppression of the devil. All of a sudden, I seen a stir back over here.
Amen. There's a man, hallelujah, named Randy Wilkinson. Praise God, I didn't know him at that time, but he drew me some pictures. Amen. He was in prison for a long time, and I got some pictures where he drew in my office in there. Amazing talent. Amen. But he was down and depressed. I got to look, and they got to pulling on him. Amen. Three or four of those guys knew I was preaching to him. I didn't know I was preaching to him. I was just trying to obey God. I was preaching in that cell. Amen. Soaking wet with sweat. You didn't know it. You don't want to find out. But Texas prisons don't have air conditioner in them. Some of y'all know that already, but just keep quiet. Hallelujah. I know it because I go down there and preach. I love. Amen. My mom will call me while I'm in there. Can't have my phone. I'll get out and say, I couldn't talk to you. I was in jail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some preacher called me and said, well, you know, call me. And just say, I said, well, I just got out of jail. Hallelujah. And I was a preacher, and they got to pulling on old Randy. Some of them got behind him, got to push him. Stood him right there in front of me while I was a preaching. Those men was around him. Old Randy was a weeping and crying. The devil had him beat down. Amen. Every one of his family had disowned him. Amen. His wife had left him when he went in there. He had lost everything. They took the house, everything. He didn't have nothing. Amen. The devil said, you might as well just forget it. Amen. But God raised him up that day. You know what it was? He was in a dark hole. He was in a dark place in Henderson, Texas. Amen. But God took his big old flashlight and started shining down in that soul. Amen. And I believe God saved him. Amen. We had a great friendship until he moved on. Amen. I don't know where he is, but I believe I'll see him one day. If not on this side, I believe I'll see him in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God still got the biggest light. Amen. God still got the biggest spotlight. God can still light a candle in your soul and chase away every bit of darkness. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all heard that old Indian fable? Amen. About the cave. About Mr. Cave. Down there. Somebody's talking to Mr. Cave. Talked about the light. And Mr. Cave said, light? What is light? They said, up there with the sun. Said, sun, what is the sun? Said, who is Mr. Sun? Said, come on up here. Amen. So the fable goes on that Mr. Cave comes out and looks around. And he said, Mr. Sun. The sun answers him, yes, I'm Mr. Sun. Who are you? I'm Mr. Cave. He said, well, look at this light. He said, yes, look at this light. He said, what are you used to? He said, darkness. And Mr. Sun said, darkness? What is darkness? I've never seen darkness. Oh, church. Hallelujah. Mr. Cave said, darkness? You've never seen darkness? Come with me. I'll show you darkness. So the old fable says that Mr. Sun went down into the cave with Mr. Cave to see what darkness was. Hallelujah. And said he got down there and said, Mr. Sun said, Mr. Cave, darkness? I don't see no darkness. All I see is light. I want to tell you something, church. Amen, sinner friend. God will light your life up so much, amen, that all the darkness will go away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God can put a light. He said, thy light is come. Amen, the glory is risen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thee. Hallelujah, to thy light. Listen, John wasn't the light. He was sent to bear witness of the light, but he stood on the chilly banks of Jordan and he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And the Holy Ghost anointing was upon him ever since his mother's womb. And they said, are you the Christ? He said, no, I'm not the Christ, but that's him. I said, that's him. That's him right there. He's the Christ. Amen. The Son of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, and others will come to your light. I'm preaching about Isaiah 62 and verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof goeth forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. All kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, hallelujah, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Say, I've got such a reputation. I've got such a curse on me. Amen. Oh, God wants to make you a light. Hallelujah. God wants to make you an example. God wants to make you an example to this world of what He can do and be saved and delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. God wants to make you an example where people can look and say, if He can do it, I can do it. Hallelujah. If God can turn His life around, He can turn my life around. I'm preaching this morning on thy light is come. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to make you a light. Glory to God. God wants to make us a light. No, we can't save them, but we can bring them out of darkness. Glory to God. You know that day that Jesus was born, there was a star that men was following. The star wasn't the sun. Amen. The sun was in the manger, but the star hung way above. And men from a far country said, hey, look how bright that star is. I believe, let's go worship the King of Kings. And the Bible said they came into Jerusalem and said, where is He that is born King of the Jews? We have seen His star in the east and are come to worship Him. Listen, they didn't worship the star. Amen. All they did was follow the star. And men need to follow your life all the way to the Son of God. Amen. Men need to follow your life all the way to the King in the manger. Amen. We're not the sun. We're just a star among the millions of stars. Amen. The Bible said He calleth them all by name. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. God has a name for every star. I can see that morning, that first Christmas morning, when God the Father, hallelujah, began to call the names of those stars. And He called one that morning and said, Wayne, I'm going to let you shine just a little brighter today. Glory to God. You know why? Because you're going to lead men out of a dark land to the Savior. And God's calling you today to shine a little brighter. To lead men and women and family members, amen, out of a dark land to a Savior in the manger. I know this ain't Christmas. Amen. I didn't plan to give you a Christmas sermon. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Hallelujah. How do we know Jesus was born on December the 25th anyways? I'm going to tell you, when He was born in my life was November the 11th. That was the first Christmas for me. Amen. When I was born again, and He was born in my soul, but I planned on not putting Him in the manger. I put Him on the throne. Amen. And I want Him to rule and reign in my heart and be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Woo! Sister Janice, the angels rejoiced the first morning He was born. Did you know the angels rejoiced when He was born in your heart too? Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't know about shepherds. Amen. But the shepherd, my dad, he rejoiced when I was saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. I'll shout right with you this morning. If you want to get saved, amen, that's why I'm a preaching. That's why I'm called of God. Come out of that darkness, brother. Come out of that darkness, sister. The devil's had rule on your life long enough. He is the deliverer. He can break the chains of bondage. He can baptize with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Save and set free and change your life in a way that others will wonder. Thank you, Jesus. I've got a bad reputation. I know I've told that story where that man stole all them sheep. I think it was Ireland. He stole them so many times they branded him. ST. Took a branding iron and branded him right there on his forehead. Years go by, he got right with God and started living a holy life, pleasing to God. One from the older generation was there. As this older man come by, some children was there. They said, you know what? What does that ST stand for? They didn't know it was sheep thief. Glory to God. Preaching this morning on Thy Light Is Come. Hallelujah. The older man didn't say nothing. Those kids are talking, playing. What does that ST stand for? He goes on by. They didn't say nothing to him. He heard one of the little kids say, I don't know, but it must mean saint. Because he sure is a saint. Woo! The devil had branded him as a sheep thief. But God turned him into a saint. And the devil can brand your life, amen, as a horrible person, as an addict, as a worthless bum, amen, as no good for nothing, amen, can't do nothing, but God can get a hope. Well, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Preacher friend of mine said he was down there working. Doing some contractor work. And he's there, come in there and do some work. All these other workers in this house. Somebody said, preacher. He said, yeah, I was a preacher. I said, what kind of preacher are you? He said, I'm a Pentecostal preacher. He said, this old boy got wild-eyed. He said, I know who you are. I know who y'all are. Y'all those Pentecostal people. Said he's staring at him. Here he thought he was going to go down the run, y'all shout and shake and speak in tongues and all that. He said he stared at him. He said, I had an old buddy who used to drink and drug with us. Said, I mean, we ran wild every weekend. He said, one Sunday, he went to church at a Pentecostal church with his grandma. Brother Doyle, hallelujah. I'm talking about the light has come. Woo! That preacher said, that man said, he come back on Monday, he couldn't even cuss. He said, everybody said, just wait, it'll be just a few minutes or a few weeks. He said he never went back to drinking. Never went back to drugging. Said he's a preaching today. He said, I know about y'all people. Woo, I'm talking about Thy Light Has Come. I still believe it. I'm not talking about getting baptized. I'm not talking about joining the church. I'm talking about praying through like grandma used to pray through. I'm talking about the real thing. The power of a born-again experience will take somebody on the wrong road and put them on the right road. I heard him say, I love what I used to hate, and I hate what I used to love. It was an old murderer. Amen. An old man who fought against the church. His name was Saul of Tarsus. And God turned him into the Apostle Paul. How'd it happen? The Bible said at midday, a light shined round about us. God, let the light shine. God, let the light shine. Saul of Tarsus is going to kill some more people, Brother Dan. He's got his mind made up. Zealous for the law. But the clock struck noon, and the light shined from heaven. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Who art thou, Lord?
I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. The Holy Ghost is here today. He wants to turn the light on. He wants to shine and cause all that darkness all that guilt. Stand together with me this morning. I'm through preaching. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thus saith the Lord, I will cause those to see the work I have done in your life. Thus saith the Lord, I will do the work. I will cause there to be such a change in your soul that others will come to Christ because of you. I'm calling you, saith the Lord. I have a plan for you and a purpose. I have a call on your life. Come to me and let my light shine in you and through you. You will be amazed what I will do, saith the Lord God this morning. Hallelujah. The Lord speaking in this service this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The light chases all the darkness away. It'll be a dark, dark night in this church. We turn the switches on, it's bright. Same thing in your life. If you want to come, right now is the time. While the Holy Ghost is dealing with your soul, why don't you step out and come on. I want to pray with you this morning. These are coming on. God has a call on your life.